When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam.
Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
There you go. Fly Jams Friday, first one in a couple of weeks. Get your requests going. Let's get funky. Let's get funky. 312-981-7200. Dan just got out of the TARDIS, and he is now DJ Shagru. Esmeralda's spinning. Esmeralda the Heart Melda, and I'm Wiki Wiki Nicky. Viggity Viggity Vic, we can't find him. He's gone. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We'll take a break. News is coming up next, and then Fly Jams Friday. Welcome back, everybody. Fly Jams Friday continues. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trip Tower. Esmeralda, nice pick.
You can thank V for that one.
Oh.
He gave me that.
Okay. All right. And that's the Beastie Boys. Yeah, Fly Jams Friday continues. Good choice there, V.
I'll let him know.
Yeah, please. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. DJ Shagru is here. Viggity Viggity Vic in the newsroom. Esmeralda, the Heart Melda, is in the hut. And I'm Wiki Wiki Nicky. And we do Fly Jams Friday every Friday. To start off your weekend on a funky note. We also have a Blackhawks Express to play back highlights from last night's game. Let's play a few more funky songs here. 773 area code requested this one.
So listen, everybody, to what I say. If you should ever see me on the street someday, remember where you saw me, watch the way I go. Somebody's got to let my baby know how to find me. Wherever I might be, she's got to find me and give us new love to me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right, man. That's the five stair steps, find me. That, you know, the last time we did, I was here for Fly Jams Friday, we had a five stair steps song that was another one that wasn't their big hit, Ooh Child. Remember that?
Yeah, you're right.
People are digging in deep to the five stair steps now. Yeah, man! All right. Oh, Fly Jams Friday continues. All right, here's Fly Jam Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
I'm a little behind here now that you have a vacation clause in your contract like Cochran, but I wanted to play this one in honor of your last film club showing, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Right.
Here's the Godfather of Soul with the famous Flames from 1962 and their funky version of the old jazz classic Night Train.
All right. That's Fly.
Yeah, it's not an instrumental all the way, but that's the most recognizable part of the song.
Yeah.
If you know the melody.
Yep, absolutely. All right.
Okay, Nick.
All right, Bob, take care. See you later. There
Bye-bye.
You go. 312-981-7200. We got some lines open if you want to jump in here and get your requests in for Fly Jams Friday. Lines are open, 312-981-7200. Let's see. 312-981-7200. Let's try this. Here is a request from 773.
My friend.
You know why somebody played a different Five Stair Step song is because I played both of these songs the last time I was here, but I didn't mark them off the list. I have a list of songs here. Because you remember, Esmeralda, we were talking about that song, Where Are All My Friends? Remember? But it was all, like, upbeat.
Oh, right.
And
like,
he's like,
depressing, upbeat songs.
Yeah, Where Are All My Friends? And yet the song's like, you know, if we need more Fly Jams, Esmeralda and I can do an a cappella version of Kiss from a Rose if need be.
We just harmonize.
We discovered that yesterday. Did you get to hear that, Dan? Because, you know, Skip was here for that.
Thankfully, I was here in the building, so I got to hear it in stereo
pre-delay
feed. It was beautiful.
I feel like you felt it in your heart.
Yeah.
You weren't even near a stereo, and you could just...
You could just feel it.
It just, yeah.
You know, Esmeralda and I had such a passionate... what's the word I'm looking for? Interpretation is the word I'm looking for. A passionate interpretation of Kiss from a Rose.
I made it my ringtone.
Oh, our version?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, of course.
Why would you not opt for our version instead of Seal?
Eileen kept going like, why do you need me to call you? And you say, thanks, honey, and then hang up. You know, like, she called me like 15 times today. And I was just like, hey, can you call me? And then she called me and I heard it. And I said, thanks, honey, and I hung up. She's like, what the
hell's
going on?
And you cried a little bit because it was just so amazing.
It was so beautiful. You know, the cats were about to leave because Esmeralda didn't know anything from the song Crazy except Crazy. And I had to help her out a little bit. The cats were like, oh, man.
Yeah.
They were
walking and then they,
They heard, They went, oh.
I know Skip suggested doing it for the Christmas show, but I think we should reenact the video.
The actual Seal video?
Seal,
I think
video.
Nick should wear some black silk pajamas.
He's wearing black silk pajamas in the video, right?
Yeah, so, I think something.
So we just
like got to
find him on a Saturday.
Right.
Pretty much.
Right. Because you
get
know,
a wind machine.
Me in black silk pajamas were so close.
I mean, you want to be comfortable for the movie with your parents.
That's right. So, yeah, they let me into the theater in Skokie. Just it's the guy with the black silk pajamas again, and I bring a wind machine with me. So there's always wind. By the way, there's a scene in The Disaster Artist. I saw The Disaster Artist last night, everybody. This is the movie that James Franco made about the making of The Room, which is widely considered to be the worst movie of all time. He plays the writer, director, star of The Room, Tommy Wiseau. And his brother, Dave, plays the co-lead in the movie, Greg Sestero, who was his friend when they made the movie together. And it's great. It's great. It's hilarious. It was surprisingly, you know, inspirational and moving. And there's a scene in the movie where, like, they move to L.A. Like, because they meet in San Francisco at an acting class. Acting class, by the way, which is run by Melanie Griffith. There are a lot of really crazy cameos in the movie. Sharon Stone shows up as an agent. She's got one scene. But anyway, so they move from San Francisco to L.A. to pursue their acting dream. And so they show James Franco as Tommy Wiseau getting new headshots. And so he's got like these big flowing shirts on and they've got the fans going on him. And he's like, too much fan, too much wind, no more wind, blow me away, wind, no fan, no, blow me away. By the way, the movie rules, everybody. It rules. If you're a fan of The Room, of how bad it is and everything, they did it. He did a great job. Franco did a great job. It's a tremendous movie. And you don't have to be a fan of The Room because it's a very, very entertaining movie. And you know what we're going to talk about on Monday, Dan? Segueing out of that after we do the movie reviews and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The best movies ever made about making movies.
It'll be a good topic.
That's what we're going to talk about because the Disaster Artist is a terrific movie about the making of a movie.
Is it okay to reveal the other thing we've asked the guys to prepare?
Yeah. Yeah. Why don't we do that? You know, we've only got basically one or two movies to review on Sunday. Normally we have like four, five, six. So in order to keep the guys around, have a little more fun, we're going to talk about some of their favorite Christmas movies. So they're going to contribute like five Christmas movies each, and I'll throw in some, and we'll talk about their favorite Christmas movies, or not their favorite, but maybe favorite Christmas movies and scenes and things like that. And that's coming up on the show on Monday morning. All right, before we break here, let's go to Mark on WGN. Go ahead, Mark.
So the guy gets a real vacation now. This was a hit right this time of year, 1968. So Esmeralda would call it a hit. Four songwriters contributed to it, including R. Dean Taylor. Nearly 2 years later, he would have his own hit with Indiana Wants Me. This was not at all controversial when it came out. This is Diana Ross and the Supremes with Love Child.
Yeah, that's a classic. Classic, Diana Ross. Classic. She's fly. Very fly. All right, we have to break here. We got weather, we got traffic, and then we have a Blackhawks Express, and then we'll come back and we will wrap up Fly Jams Friday. If you want to sneak in a request maybe here, we got a little time here. Get it in right now, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. All right, let's finish it up with Fly Jams Friday. Here's Mike on WGN. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Dick. Excuse me. Hi, Dick.
Hey, doing? All right, man.
All right. Hey, about a month ago, Bennett, Funk or whatever.
The business of funk.
The business of funk. Okay, right. He played Sly Stone's Thank You for Letting Me Be Myself. This is the same song, same words, different era. And it's just totally, tonally different, totally opposite of the original song.
Okay.
Thank you for talking to me, Africa, from the There's a Riot Going On album.
All right. I love that version, Mike.
I think it sounds like Sly had a bag of dope someplace. He's just about to nod off or something.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. All right, Mike, thanks, man.
You're welcome.
All right, take buddy, have out. A good weekend. There you go. And speaking of Bennett, the business of funk, as Mike just did, Bennett, the business of funk, has made his request. Let's hear what it is.
Yeah, your life will turn.
I don't know if you noticed, Dan, but a bunch of animated characters came into the studio.
I just thought I was seeing them. I didn't want to say anything.
That's Gorillaz with Strobe Light from Bennett, the Business of Funk. All right, let's get one more in here, and then we'll break. And this is a request from John. This world, this old world's too funky for me. That's Joe Cocker and the Crusaders. All right, that's Fly Jams Friday for the week. We'll do it again next week. Thanks, everybody. Have a great weekend, and we're going to come back. We got the news and then and more. The opening bell coming up after that.